All right, big sign. You're about to get dumped. It's dead giveaways. 800-992-1099.
This is perking up your Thursday morning.
Call us now. Yeah, but you got to be ready. You know what I mean? You got to be ready. All right, let me tell you my move before I had to break up with a girlfriend.
Okay.
I'll tell you my move.
How long had you been together?
Well, it wouldn't matter. I always had the same move.
Oh. Dang!
One day, one decade, didn't matter. I had the same move. I would triple down on guy time. Like, triple down on guy time. But it would be the weirdest guy time, right? It'd be like, hey, me and my buddy Ed are going to go feed the ducks. And she'd be like, what? Like, yeah, me and my buddy Ed are going to go, he needs some help power washing his driveway. You know what I mean? Like, it just... It was just ridiculous reasons to hang out with the guys.
Yeah.
And my thing was, maybe it'll kind of be, you know, a little hint, a little nudge.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
that was my dead giveaway for the, you know, for the woman. It just wasn't going to work out. I mean, listen, it's crazy when you think about it, more relationships don't work out. I mean, hopefully you just find the one mm-hmm. and you get married and everybody's happy, right? You know, and it doesn't mm-hmm. always work that way. But still, more relationships don't work out. So everyone kind of has a move.
There's actually a list here, but I've got a really good one for signs you know you're about to get dumped. Your significant other starts working out more.
Oh, because they're about to hit the market?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That is a good
one. That's rough.
That was my move.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh.
If any of my exes started seeing me go for like runs on the regular.
That was
go
it?
To the gym all the time. Yep. Oh. Listen, I was getting the goods back in order.
You were in training to get back on the market.
Yes.
Right in front of the dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's way worse than mine. That's I'm kind of proud of you. All right. What was that dead giveaway? Either you delivered it or you got it that you were about to get dumped. 800-992-1099. Let's get to Carrie. What do you got, Carrie?
Hey. So I feel like guys tend to avoid you when they're getting ready to dump you. And they just stop answering texts,
mm-hmm.
they cancel plans, and just drift away. I don't know if they're like hoping that you'll dump them first, but that's what I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably right. And that's why I said, like, my thing, the comfort when I, you know, years and years ago when I had to get out of a relationship was I'll just hang out with my best dude friends would become like my teddy bears, man. I just wanted to be around them all day and hug them.
When I was dating, that's exactly how it would happen. It was like, at first, the guy would text you back right away, and then you start noticing it's like a couple of hours, mm-hmm. half a day.
Well, it's a lot easier for a guy. I'll give you a hint, ladies. It's a lot easier for a guy to break up with you during football season because we have so many things.
It's true.
You know, and at first, you don't know that it's an excuse, and it's like, you know, it's college all day Saturday, NFL all day Sunday.
Y'all start fading
NFL,
out like a bunch of chickens.
NFL Monday night, NFL
chickens.
Thursday night. What?
Chickens.
No.
Just break up with us.
Guys are not smart. We are not smart. We are scared of confrontation. I admit it. And if guys are saying, it's not me, no, you're lying. It's you. Let's get to Mike. What do you got, Mike?
Yeah, hey there. You know, my ex and I, we used to always be talking about the future, like places we'd want to visit one day, what kind of house we would want to live in, you know, stuff like that.
Serious stuff.
Yeah, and then one day, it just kind of ended. It's like if I would bring something like that up, she'd just get weird and change the subject.
Mm.
So about a month later, she dumped me.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. You could see it coming.
Make all these plans, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, you still want to go to France? And she's like, so did you feed the hamster? Dead giveaway that the breakup is about to happen. What are the signs? What's your move? Or the other person's move? 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Veronica. Let's get to Amber. Amber, you're on.
Okay, so my husband of 3 years has been, like, not really involved in helping me with kids, so I just got tired of it. And a lot of shirts I packed up, I was close, like, 250 pounds. And one day I just woke up and decided, you know what? I'm going to drop a bunch of weight, start wearing makeup, highlight my hair. And he said, things are starting to seem different about you. I have a feeling like this isn't working. And I was like, yes. I was like, tomorrow you're getting the divorce papers.
Whoa!
Man.
Amber, right to the jugular. Man.
Yeah. Well, if people unfortunately get married for all the wrong reasons, and I learned that at a young age, and it's not working.
Yeah, well, Veronica said the same thing. Watch out. Your girl starts working out, boy. You better watch out. Starting to, you know, it's funny you think about that, though, but I guess you would think to yourself, I know this is going to end sooner than later, and you almost have to look at yourself as like a, I don't know, like a stock, like, because you're hitting the market, right? You have
it's
to,
true.
You know what I mean?
It's like you're putting your house on the market.
Right, that's
you
what
know,
I mean.
You like, fix it up so that it has value. Yeah, you want to make sure that you have value when
right
you get on the market.
Right before you show the house, what are they called when they come in, the, before they show the house?
The open house?
No, but they stage it. Okay. The house gets staged.
Yeah.
So you're staging yourself for the, yeah, for the showing. Ooh. Boy, that's weird. Hey, Sierra. What's up, Sierra?
Always just not avoid it, but always come up with excuses. I'm going to say, like, from I'm sick to I got to take care of this, or something happened with my dog. No, but I'm not feeling too well. I'm really tired. It's a long day.
Dog.
Got to hang out with my parents tonight, or got to go out with so-and-so. There's always an excuse, back to back.
You got some guy thinking, God, Sierra, take some vitamin C. You're always sick.
Right.
My girlfriend Sierra is a terrible hypochondriac. Always worried about being sick.
So there's always something.
At some point you'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, I passed away last week. Turns out I was really sick. This isn't going to work out.
That's a good one. I might have to use that.
Yeah, use that one, Sierra. Use it. All right, Sierra. Thank you.
No problem. You guys have a wonderful day.
All right, feel better soon, okay?
All right.
Bye.